Parents blame Twitter for failing to stop pervert from grooming 13-year-old he then kidnapped. By Lucas Nolan on April 26, 2023. A Utah family is holding Twitter accountable for not taking timely action in a case involving their 13-year-old son, who was kidnapped by a pervert who first groomed him on the social media platform. NBC News reports that a family in Utah is considering suing Twitter for failing to act quickly in the case of their 13-year-old son, who was abducted by a man who groomed him on the social media site. After being detained, the suspect, a man who legally changed his name to Tadashi Kojima from Aaron Michael Zeman, was charged with kidnapping and luring a minor across state lines for sex. The teen's parents, Heather and Ken McConney, found out about their son's online interactions with Kojima after taking away his phone for staying up too late. On websites like Discord, Roblox, Twitter, and Telegram, the suspect allegedly groomed the teen, with the intention of kidnapping and marrying him in the future. According to the lawsuit, the investigation was hampered by Twitter's delayed response to a search warrant request, despite the family's contacts with the Layton City Police Department and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Throughout December, the teen and Kojima communicated via Kojima's Twitter account, Hunter Fox, without the parents' knowledge. On December 22, a revised search warrant was issued and delivered to Twitter. But before the teen was kidnapped on December 27, the platform had not responded to the warrant. The teen was located in Nebraska the day after the kidnapping as a result of a report of a suspicious vehicle. The boy's recovery was not aided by the Twitter data or the Amber Alert system. The McConney family has sought therapy to help them process what has happened, and they have thought about suing Twitter for its slow response. Heather McConney questioned whether Elon Musk's acquisition of the platform and the ensuing layoffs might have slowed the business's response to requests from law enforcement. "People need to understand what is happening on these platforms, and how to prevent it, and I think something has got to be done," she said. Breitbart News reported on February that Twitter was struggling to combat child pornography despite Elon Musk calling it priority number one. A recent report from the New York Times states that Twitter has been battling child sexual abuse content since Elon Musk stated in a tweet in November 2022 that removing child exploitation is priority number one. Twitter's head of safety, Ella Irwin, claims that she is quickly resolving the problem, which was widespread on the platform under its previous owners. Child sexual abuse material, CSAM, commonly known as child pornography, is still present on the platform, according to a recent investigation by the New York Times, and it includes widely disseminated content that authorities believe is simple to identify and remove. The analysis reportedly reveals that Twitter has failed to stop the spread of abusive images previously identified by authorities since Musk took over in late October. Twitter has largely eliminated or lost staff with experience dealing with the issue, and the company has also stopped paying for important detection software for its operations. According to transcripts from an anti-abuse organization that surveils viewers of child pornography, people have been talking about how Twitter is still a platform where they can easily find the material without being discovered. Read more at NBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.